Title: Keeping Old Versions Before Radical Edits Intermediate. DNB Workflow in Ableton Live. Alright, let's talk about one of the most underrated skills in drum and bass production: keeping old versions before you do something unhinged to your track. Because in DNB, the best moments often come from bold moves. You resample the bass, you crush the drums, you flip the groove to halftime, you rewrite the drop, you do that one more distortion stage, and suddenly the vibe you had an hour ago is gone. Not different. Gone. This lesson is your safety net system. The goal is simple: commit to aggressive edits without fear, /B compare fast, roll back instantly, and keep your sessions organized even when the project gets huge. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow you can apply to basically any DNB project, whether you're making Rollers, Jungle, Neuro, or Halftime. Let's build it step by step. First, project versioning. Yes, this part is boring. And yes, this part will save your life. Anytime you're about to make a major creative leap, you're going to create a new live set file. In Ableton, go to File, then Save Live Set As. Now, don't name it something like Final or New, because that's how you end up with Final 2 and emotional damage. Use a versioning scheme that tells you what changed. Something like track name 174 BPM V01 bass groove, then V02 first drop, V03 bass resample A, V04 arrangement flip. The key is version number plus the reason. The why matters. Here's your rule: increment the version before any of these moments, before a resampling session, before flattening anything important, before major arrangement surgery, like rewriting a drop, and before any gain staging or limiter changes that might mess up your /B perception. Teacher note: producers lose hours because they don't protect decision points. You don't need a new version for every tiny EQ tweak. You need a new version right before you cross a line where you can't easily go back. And one more thing: if you're using lots of audio, lots of breaks, lots of random samples you pulled from different folders, do file, collect all and save. This keeps your project from turning into that classic DNB nightmare: opening the set later and half your break samples are missing. Cool, now you've got file level safety. Next, we build in set safety, the safety copy inside the arrangement. This is huge, because sometimes you want to compare instantly without opening different .als files. You want that quick: does the new drop actually hit harder, or am I just louder and excited? So in arrangement view, find your main sections: intro, build, drop 1, breakdown, drop 2 or switch. We're going to protect the most important one, usually drop 1, because that's where your identity is. Select the drop content across your key tracks: drums, bass, music, effects. Then group them in a sensible way. You can either group everything as one block, or do it properly for DNB and make stem groups: drums, bass, music, effects. Then duplicate those groups. Command or Control D. Rename the duplicates with a clear label like drums safe V02, bass safe V02. Now deactivate those safe groups using the track activator so they don't play. And color code them consistently, like gray, so your brain instantly reads them as do not touch. Pro move: put all your safe groups inside a folder group named _archive and keep it at the bottom of the session. Then _ is intentional because it keeps it out of your way. Why this is so powerful in DNB: you can go savage on your active drums with distortion, OTT style moves, transient shaping, aggressive clipping, while your original roll is still sitting there, perfectly preserved, ready to compare or restore. Now we're going to add another layer of protection: printing stems before destruction. Think of this as print and protect. You're capturing the exact sound of your track right now, so even if you ruin the processing later, you've got an audio snapshot that plays exactly the same. Option A is resampling to audio tracks. Fast and flexible. Create a new audio track and name it Print Drums V02. Set audio from to your drums group, or your drum bus. Set monitor to in. Arm it, and record the full drop, like 32 bars. Repeat for Print Bass V02. Print Music V02, Print Effects V02. Teacher note: printing isn't just for safety. It also makes your session lighter and forces commitment. DNB gets big, fast. Printing gives you stability. Option B is freeze and flatten. This is best when you have CPU-heavy instrument chains and you want to commit them. Right-click the track, freeze track. If you're happy, flatten. And here's the DNB-specific approach I recommend for bass design. You often want both. Print audio for arrangement safety, but keep the original synth track muted, not deleted, in case you want to re-render with a small variation later. Bass patches are temperamental. Sometimes you can't recreate yesterday's magic exactly, so don't gamble. All right, at this point you've got version files, safe groups, and printed stems. Now you're allowed to do dangerous things. Let's do destructive edits safely, starting with drums. On your active drums group, try a classic stock Ableton chain. Start with drum boss. Drive around 5 to 15. Boom between 0 and 20, but careful. In DNB, subspace is sacred. If you add too much boom, you're going to fight your sub and your whole drop will feel blurry. Use damp if the hats get sharp. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then glue compressor. Attack somewhere from 0.3 to 3 milliseconds. Faster attack controls snap more. Slower lets more transient through. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction for glue. More if you're going for aggression. Then EQ8. Cut rumble under about 25 to 35 Hz. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 500. If it's fizzy or painful, tame 8 to 12K. And if you want a guardrail while experimenting, throw a limiter at the end temporarily. Not as the mix, just as a safety barrier while you try wild settings. And the reason you can push this hard is because you already printed and archived. You can always go back. Now bass. Radical bass edits without losing the original. This is where DNB Producers Live. Create an audio track called Bass Resample In. Set audio from to the bass group or bass synth. Monitor in. Record a clean 8 to 16 bar phrase. Something loopable, something that represents the vibe. Now, do the destruction on the audio clip itself. Try different warp modes. Often you don't need complex pro. Beats can work. Tones can work. Use your ears. Slice edits. Command or Control E to cut. Reverse bits. Retime tails. Create those little gaps and stutters that make Neuro feel alive. Then build a processing chain on the resampled track. Start with EQ8 for sub-discipline. Saturator with soft clipping. Auto filter with an envelope for movement. Amp is great for mid-growl. Multiband dynamics if you must, but small moves. It's easy to overdo. And utility for stereo control. A big one. Keep your bass mono below around 120 Hz. You can do that with utility, if you've got a sub-only chain or a rack split. And if you're going heavy, separate your sub entirely. Make a SUB track with operator, a clean sine or triangle. Then high-pass the resampled bass around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub stays stable, while the mids go crazy. And before you do another major shift, save a new version. For example, V05 Bass Resample B. That's how you build fearless momentum without wiping your history. Now let's talk A/B comparisons, because this is where people fool themselves. Your brain will pick louder as better almost every time. So if you changed your drum chain and it got 2 dB louder, you're not judging punch, you're judging volume. Here's a simple way to keep it honest. Put a utility on your master temporarily. Use it to level match so your old and new versions hit similar loudness. Then A/B with track activators. Active groups on, safe off. Then flip. Active off, safe on. If you're comparing printed stems, solo the prints for drums, bass, music, effects, and compare them to your new buses. Again, level matched. Teacher note, when you level match, you stop chasing hype and start hearing truth. You'll notice things like the new version is louder but actually less punchy, or the distortion added energy but killed the groove. That's the good stuff. Next, arrangement safety. Because DNB arrangement is surgical. Before you rewrite a drop, select the whole drop section, like bars 33 to 65, and use duplicate time. Now you have the original drop and a new copy right after it. In the duplicated section, do the surgery, halftime switch, stop start at bar 49, new fills, different break layer, vocal stab, whatever. Now you've got drop 1 original and drop 1B experimental, inside the same set, back to back. That's amazing for rolling music, where micro changes matter. Extra arrangement trick. Do switch bars A/B. Put option A for 8 bars, then option B for 8 bars right after it. Loop 16 bars and let it cycle. You'll make better decisions than relying on memory. Now, let's hit a few common mistakes to avoid. 1. Only saving one file and trusting undo. Undo will not resurrect a vibe after hours of compounding changes. 2. Flattening too early, especially on bass. Print audio and keep the instrument muted if you might revisit it. 3. No naming discipline. Audio 17 is how you lose your mind later. 4. A/B testing at different loudness. Instant bias. 5. Archiving without collect all and save. leading to missing samples later. Now some extra coach notes that will make this feel pro when you're iterating really fast, like a 30 to 60 minute sound design sprint. Don't make 12 new .als files. Use micro versions inside the set. Duplicate just the track you're about to wreck, not the whole group. Rename it something like bass mid PRE01. Then turn that track off so it doesn't eat CPU. Add locators where the change happened. Name them like PRE bass mangling and post bass mangling. This keeps your session navigable. Also, write why notes, not just version numbers. Use locators as short intent notes. Try cleaner snare transient, switch once wider chorus, sub to pokey at 55 hg. This turns your set into a map of decisions instead of a maze of audio. If you ever get I liked it yesterday syndrome, do an evidence render. Export just the drop as a WAV or MP3 with a version tag into a refs folder inside the project, like drop v07 preswitch.wav. Then you can audition outside Ableton on your phone, in the car, on DJ headphones, without opening 10 sets. And if CPU is getting wrecked, here's a CPU-safe archiving method. Freeze a monster instrument track before duplicating it as your safety copy that preserves tone but keeps playback light. One more consistency hack. Pin your gain staging before comparisons. Put a utility on each main bus, drums, bass, music, set to 0 dB and label it CAL. Put another utility on the master, also 0 dB, labeled CAL. When you compare versions, adjust only those CAL utilities for level matching. That way you're not chasing 30 faders and losing your reference point. If you want to go more advanced, you can run branching lanes. Main, alt, trash. Drums main is your current best. Drums alt is a different direction. Drums trash is the too far experiment you keep for happy accidents. Keep alt and trash deactivated until evaluation time. You can also do checkpoint racks for device experiments. Group your devices into an audio effect rack. Duplicate chains inside. One labeled PRE. One labeled post. Then a slash be using chain activators without duplicating tracks. It's perfect for drum bus experiments and bass distortion stacks. And remember, commit in layers, not all at once. Print bass in stages. A pre-effects print, a post-distortion print, then a post-resample edit print. If the last stage fails, you didn't lose the tone you liked. Alright, quick mini practice exercise. This audio version is shortened for playback.